Chapter 1. Thank you. I vowed vengeance against Iskar and his entire regime as I watched the propaganda on the state-owned media coverage. Hearing politicians brag about quelling uprising after uprising for the sake of keeping peace and prosperity got on my nerves. I turned off the half-broken TV, then stood up from my crummy old torn sofa, leaving my dirty apartment to pick up my daily food rations at the plaza. The plaza is the only location where I could collect my rations. It was within 6 blocks, just up the hill from where I lived. Unfortunately, crime was running amok these days, that it would be a challenge to return home unscathed. I wore raggy brown trousers, torn shoes, and a plain old white t-shirt. I didn't have any usable shorts to wear during the scorching hot weather as of late. I strolled along the crooked sidewalk quickly to reach my destination. My primary goal is to eat breakfast this morning, or else I would be left with an empty stomach again. I live in a large city called Donquest, located on the South Continent. Everywhere I went, there are propaganda posters on the building walls, trees, apartments, houses, government buildings, offices, markets, and stores. Some read, "Iskar is all of us," while others read, "In the name of Iskar." All with Iskar himself posing and standing tall with both arms folded across his chest. There was no escape from his overwhelming influence. The streets of Donquest have little to no maintenance. Every single street had cracks and potholes galore. Kids played on the empty streets as if nothing bothered them. Since many couldn't afford toys, most had to use their limitless imagination or the shabby environment, such as rocks and sticks, to entertain themselves. Homeless people were lurking around every corner, who begged for any amount of money, food, or water. It was impossible not to encounter a homeless man, woman, or child. As I strolled across the ravaged street across my apartment, a family of three devoured a squash banana piece dropped on the sidewalk, scrounging whatever they could like a flock of vultures. I brought a few dollars in my pockets, sufficient to purchase rations. Citizens who lived in the slums, including me, received 2 food stamps per day through the mail, with the date marked when they were to be used. The derelicts who didn't rent or own property had no such luck. They aren't given food stamps and instead must resort to stealing or scrapping whatever they found in the bleak streets of this miserable city. As I neared the plaza, I observed a massive line of people waiting to get their rations. Every passing day, more and more people seemed to line up. Only a few weeks ago, the market handed rations out 5 times a day. Now they are only being handed out 3 times a day. Whatever the reason may be, the distribution of rations only grew bleaker. I lined up like everyone else, another sheep in the flock, waiting to be fed. The plaza is one of the most gorgeous places in Donquest. The slums paled compared to how magnificently the government designed the plaza. The trees, bushes, and grass cluttered in this colorful place is the only paradise in the slums. Comfortable benches laid out across the plaza so people could enjoy a marvelous day here.